Blog Talk Radio.
Won't you come along with me?
And as Little Richard says, oh, I mean, you know, hey, I do better with a yee-haw. Yee-haw! That's
oh,
more in my
better.
Blood. Yeah, that's more in my blood. We'll let Little Richard have his woo.
He sounds out of breath with it.
Oh, yeah, I yee-haw much better, so I'll just stick
yes,
with that.
You,
you know, you can't learn something like that. You know, it just is. Whatever it is that's in your blood that goes, that's what you stick with. If you try somebody else's thing, it doesn't always work real well. So
no.
I'm a yee-haw kind of girl, I guess.
You definitely are, Jenny.
I'm not even going to hazard a guess as to whether that's good or not, but I'm a yee-haw kind of girl. That's as far as I need to take it, I think.
Exactly.
All right. I've got somebody mentioned the song Sugar Sugar a couple of weeks ago. It was before Easter, and I don't remember who it was that mentioned it. I did write it down that I needed to put it in here. I don't know if it was Susan or Chris or somebody did. So, hey, you know, we're going to start off with that after Little Richard, of course. He already did his bit. The Archies, and they're singing Sugar Sugar.
Sugar. Of this
candy girl. No, I'm picky. It would have to be a very specific person to be his. You know what I mean?
Good job, I do.
Sometimes the brain just doesn't quite connect to the mouth in the correct manner. You kind of cross the wires a little bit. That's the danger of taking it out and putting it in the fridge every night. But, you know.
Yeah. You didn't defrost it enough.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yes. For the right person, I would be a candy girl. Okay. That says what I wanted to say. There you go. I mean, not just anybody can walk up to you and say, hey, babe. Well,
right.
With some women, I guess they can, but I don't work that way.
No.
So there you go. And that's the way we like it. Oh, there's a song. What is that song? We like it. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'll think of it later. I'm not trying to.
I've got a mental block on.
Yeah, exactly. It's too much refrigeration. That's
yes.
Although, it might not be the refrigeration because I was outside doing yard work.
Ah.
So, you know, it's like everything hurts. When you use that old hula hoe,
Yes. It
just, oh my gosh. It's just like the back goes, the arms. There's one muscle in one side because the way you hold the rake or the hula hoe, whatever it is, it's just, you start out in the morning with one thing hurting because of everything you did yesterday. Yesterday, I moved my big dresser, and I did have help. I didn't do it myself. I moved my big dresser out of the bedroom because in an 8x8 foot bedroom, there just is not room for a 23-inch deep dresser that's 40 inches wide. You just don't have space. So I says, come and get this. I know you gave it to me, but I don't have space for it anymore. So I bought a smaller one. So that was okay because it was bigger than the one he had, and so he's happy too. So that works for me. And I didn't do that by myself, but there are certain things that really hurt because of that yesterday.
Yeah.
So today I went out and did yard work, and it's like killer. So I don't know. You can't not do it. I mean, you get nasty letters from the property management if you just don't do it. So
it's best to keep it under, isn't it?
I need to buy a place where I own the property, and then if I don't feel like yard work, where I could just do a little bit here, a little bit there, and not have to worry about what anybody thinks, that would be a good thing. So I think that's what I'm going for. Saving money.
Save your
good
pennies.
That's okay.
Your dollars.
Yeah, I can. Your pennies and your dimes and your bucks if you can find them, and or your dollars or whatever. Yeah, bucks won't do you much good, but dollars would. You know, bucks you could slot them out, put them in the freezer. I suppose that would work. But you. Okay, you guys know how I grew up, don't you? That's fine. I'm gonna play one of my favorites. From when I was probably about, 12, 13 years old, I think, is when this was really on the radio a lot. It's the Tremolos.
Oh,
and,
lovely. I met them when I was 13.
Oh, you did. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. They sing beautifully. Mm. We're going to listen to them do their hit, Silence is Golden.
It's golden, yeah.
Someone, something, oh,
is such a good song. I love it.
That took
and
me
the
back.
Harmony. Oh, yeah, yeah. Walking down the street in the spring with the maple leaves coming full leaf. That's what it reminded me of. South side of Spokane, we've got so many maple leaves just line the streets. Maple trees line the streets. And it's just beautiful. It's beautiful.
Okay.
I miss it. That's home territory, and I do miss it. But, you know, each place has its certain charms.
Mm.
You just have to find them. You know, you just have to find them. That's okay. Lately, guys, I have found some stuff with Neil McCoy. He's a country singer, but he doesn't always sing country. He sings all kinds of genres, and he's good at it. He has got a fantastic personality and a sense of humor. He is so fun. And he's got ADHD. He's funny, too. He just sometimes he'll drive you insane, but it's hilarious. It's totally hilarious. And he knows it. He admits it. He's fine with it. It's not a problem. It's just what is. I'm not so sure I don't have ADHD. But, you know. But he gets on and does a live on Facebook, does a live Pledge Allegiance.
Yeah.
Every morning. And what this morning it was 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
No, I take that back. It was 8 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
He lives in Texas, just outside of Dallas. He has a ranch out there. He has horses and cattle out there. And it's just really cool. Every morning and every evening he does the Pledge of Allegiance. He takes his four-wheeler, his little Jeep or whatever it is, and drives it on out there. And rain, snow, whatever it is, he does the Pledge of Allegiance. So I try to join him for that because it's such a neat thing. And then he'll sing he'll sing a song of some kind with it. The other day he did Amazing Grace a cappella.
Oh, lovely.
And, yes. And he stays on key. It's phenomenal. I love it. He also has a Friday night online concert. So you can go and find out all of this stuff on his webpage is realmccoys.com. Not the real McCoys, just realmccoys.com. And I've listened to the concert for 2 weeks now, and it's really cool. It's not structured. It's not structured. He does it with karaoke tracks, but it's just fun. He does his music. Mm. He does Charlie Pride. He does all kinds of different things. It's not just Neil McCoy. He does not so much promote himself, and that's one of the cool things. It reminds me of how Elvis used to be. It's awesome. It's awesome. So if you get a chance to check out Neil McCoy, this is just stuff that I've recently found out about him. I didn't know anything about him before, and I just kind of ran across this stuff and thought, hey, this is kind of neat. I should let people know about this concert where we're all locked down, can't go anywhere, you know, might as well. And that's kind of cool. So anyway, right now I'm gonna play one of his songs. It's called The Shape.
A pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. What really clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. And what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Oh, yeah, he is. He really is good. And he has been, oh, he went out canvassing and begging and trying to talk radio stations and anybody else he could into playing his songs and everything since 1990.
Wow.
And he was out there working and doing it and all this stuff. And just when he thought that the record label was going to cut him loose, they called him in and they said, you know, I like the way that you don't just sit around and wait for it to happen. You're out there trying to make it happen, so we're going to do another album.
Oh, great.
And you know, that one more chance that he got had a number one hit on it.
Wow.
And that's what launched him. So, hey guys, never give up. No matter what you're doing, if you want to do it, never give up. It's going to be good. So I just found it fascinating. He's got so much moxie. And it reminds me a lot of Elvis with his career and the way he went. Elvis didn't have a whole lot of control. You know, the colonel controlled it. But, hey, he was a get-up-and-do-it kind of guy. He hit it, and he went for it, and that's fantastic. And I have something else I want to say. I've got, remember last week I told you, or Thursday I think it was, I had a new listener, and his name is Jim. Yes, his name is Jim, and he is an ETA.
Oh.
Not too bad, not too bad. He did a live, well, not a concert, maybe a half-hour deal, video thing the other night, and I watched him, and not bad, not too bad. So if you get a chance, I don't think he would mind me saying his stage name. If you get a chance, check out Jim Presley.
Will do.
That's his stage name, and you know, hey, it doesn't hurt to have a little plug. So I'll help him along a little bit. He's a nice guy. He likes the ladies, and that's okay. He's got a pretty nice looking little girlfriend. So it's all cool. It's all cool.
Yeah.
More power to him. He's out there pushing it, and that's a good thing. He likes Bob Seger. That's what I played for him last time, and he likes John Mellencamp. So I'm going to play him one of each this time. I'm going to play, right now we're going to go with John Mellencamp. So, Brandon, enjoy. I know you like these. John Mellencamp, Hurt So Good for Jim. I don't see how anything can hurt so good. I just don't quite grasp that one, because hurting is never good.
No.
In my book, anyway. Do I have a different book? I don't know.
Well,
maybe they slipped
book.
A ringer in on me. Yeah, I don't know. I just but, you know, I understand that different people are into different things, and maybe some guy likes a woman that makes him hurt. And I'm talking mentally and emotionally, guys, not the physical
anything
weird stuff. Although I have, no, I've only heard about that. Never went that route. Okay, get off of it, Jenny. Leave it alone. Follow away. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Where my mind goes sometimes. Why do you let it do that, Anne? Why do you just let it do that?
You're naughty.
Okay. That wasn't fair, but it was funny, but not fair. Okay. Ray Stevens. Hey, we all know what Ray Stevens is known for.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. Okay. Did you know that he also did some serious songs?
Really?
He really did.
Oh.
I'm going to find one here.
Good on him.
Why can't I find it? I don't know. It just doesn't want to be found, I guess. But, yeah, he did some serious stuff. It's, well, he did that, the Indian one, the river.
Yeah.
Indian Maiden and all that stuff. I forget what it's called now, but yeah, he did that one.
I'm with you.
And he did a really good job on it.
Yes.
He did a really good job on it. And he did, he did one that I am looking for desperately right now. I'll have to find it later. Until then, I'm going to do one of his funnies.
Lovely.
Just because I can't find the one I was looking for. And I know I put it in here, but, you know, who knows? Maybe the computer didn't load it. That does happen sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to do Ray Stevens. And this is probably one you haven't heard too often, because most of the time we hear Ahab the Arab and the monkey and all that kind of stuff. Well, this time, Ray Stevens is going to sing to us about power tools.
Different.
Yeah.
Well, some folks say that grown-up men are still just little boys. That really the only difference is the price of our toys. We go for macho symbols like guns and running shoes. Pickup trucks, hunting ducks, and power tools. Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Yeah, you just plug them in the wall and think of all you can do. You can plant a garden, fix your car, build a house if you want to. If you've got the proper power tools.
Power tools.
Hello, emergency room. Yeah, I just fired up my new gas-powered weed whacker there, and somehow or another it got caught in the hammer loop of my big Smith overalls. Yeah, before I could get her shut down, she plumb screwed me about 3 foot in the front lawn there. Yeah, wife hollered out the front door, "Hey, Shorty, while you're down there, how about checking the fescue for aphids?" Huh, she's a real comedian, that woman. Hardy, har, har.
Well, some folks say macho men use tunes to compensate for a decline in virility. Now, I've thought about that, but wait. There may be some validity in what those people say. But in my case, it's just the only way I get to go outside and play. Hudden, hudden. Boy, I love this stuff. Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Yeah, you just plug them in the wall and think of all you can do. You can plant a garden, fix your car, build a house if you want to. If you've got the proper power to.
Hello, 911. Yeah, I was just out in the garden there trying out my new direct drive rototiller when the rawhide lace from my Red Goose work shoe somehow or another got tangled in that outboard tiller tank. Yeah, before I could get her shut down, she dragged me clean across the lawn up underneath my neighbor's Toyota 4x4. Wife hollered out the door, "Hey, Shorty." Funny how a name will stick with you like that. She said, "Hey, Shorty, if you're going to play Mr. Goodrich, looks like you fix our old jalopy first." I tell you, that woman's a regular Roseanne Barr.
Well, 911 rescued me, carried me away to the local hospital for at least a 2 week stay. The doctor said, "I hope you've learned your lesson. Thanks to power tools, you're nearly dead." I didn't hear a word he said. I was playing with my power bed.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Power to you.
Hello, nurses station. Could you send somebody to room 402? Quick! Yeah, my power bed's stuck in the up position. I'm folded up in here like a big taco. Oh,
oh. Oh, if you've got the proper power to.
Hello, honey. Don't be alarmed. Just quietly evacuate the neighborhood and call the bomb squad.
You gotta love it. You just gotta love
good.
It. There is no way to keep from laughing. It's just, there's no way. There's no way to keep from laughing if you're even half alive. Can you yeah, evacuate? Call the bomb squad. I'm playing with my power band. Okay, then. I bet the hospital loved him for 2 weeks. Eh? I don't know. It's got to take a very different kind of brain to come up with stuff like that.
Well, no.
And thank you, God, for those brains, because it is hilarious. It's just fantastic to not be normal.
That was really good.
Oh yeah. I find every once in a while one of his that I haven't heard yet that turns out to be good. There's one at Christmas that I didn't get a chance to play that I'm going to play next year. There's, oh my gosh, there's just so many. And he seemed to always do things that were going to be hits. He didn't go halfway with any of it. I even have a CD of some of his funky stuff. I'm going to have to check that out and see if I can play some of those things. It makes you laugh, and that's a good thing right now. That's a good thing anytime, but especially right now. Makes you laugh. And I did find that. I did get it loaded in. I just misspelled it.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise. Oh, it always irritates me when I misspell things because I just don't. I try not to do that, but on the keyboard for the phone, it's an everyday occurrence. You know, they get that autocorrect in there and change words, and it's like, wait a minute, that's not what I said. What are you talking about?
No, I've noticed that on my phone before now.
Or you send a message to someone and it comes back with 6 or 7 question marks. And so you read it over and go, well, no wonder they don't know what I was talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the song that I was looking for before, and I don't usually play two of the same artists back to back, but this time I'm going to, because one was the comedy comedy song that made you. Yeah. And this one is pretty much showing his serious side. It's a wonderful song. It's a beautiful song. And John sent it to me and asked me to play it. And it's like, hey, of course, not a problem. Yeah. This is Ray Stevens. And the song is Everything is Beautiful.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds. We must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. the length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. We're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on the good side, my friend, and straighten it out in your mind. And everything is beautiful in its own way, like the starry sun.
The first time I heard him do a serious song and found out he can sing.
Yeah, pretty good.
Because he just had to do the sound effects and stuff when he's silly, you know. But he can actually sing. It's kind of nice to realize that stuff. And, okay, this one, if I can get my computer to quit scrolling on me. Stop. I'm not doing that. Quit. Okay, I talk to my computer, too, so, you know. I guess that makes me a different kind of duck, but that's okay. Every time I threaten to pick it up and throw it through the window, it straightens up and quits doing whatever it's doing that irritates me, so I'm okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm okay. I don't know about the connection between me and my computer, but I'm okay. It works. Okay, Brandon.
Yes.
I know you're listening, honey. This one's for you. This is the one that would not load on Thursday. I did a different version of it, and this version is going to work. So let's do this 38 special request from Brandon. Stop, computer. I'm going to get very upset in about 10 seconds. It's called Caught Up in You.
Now that we know that it's true, don't
caught up in you. What an awesome sentiment. Isn't that nice?
Mm.
And I like the way they say, I like the song that says that and puts that sentiment across. That's really nice. That would be something really cool to tell somebody. I'm caught up in you, babe. I'm caught up in you. You know, that you got to be careful who you tell and when, because they might look at you and go, I'm getting out of here.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, go you got to be sure of the reaction before you actually try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But most of the time when we start saying those things to people, we are fairly certain of the reaction. So it probably would be okay. You each have to decide for yourselves. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Don't do what I tell you to. Just do what you need to do, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm not responsible for it. Whatever happens, good or bad, I bear no responsibility. What was it? Innocent of all charges. There you go.
That's it. That's the bomb.
My turn to use that. Innocent of all charges.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take it away, folks. Do your thing. I'm going to play the other selection for Jim.
Yeah.
At this point. Bob Seger. Bob Seger's good. He really is. I like his stuff. He's an old-time rock and roll, and he takes it home. We're going to listen to Bob Seger do Night Moves.
Tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hauling her down. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sudden way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on a night move. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move. In the summertime. From 1962. And funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with autumn closing in.
There you go. Bob Seger doing Night Moves. Yeah. And he's singing the song, too. So. Okay. John sent me another song that reminded us of Mungo Jerry, Summertime.
Oh, yeah. Remember them? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was pretty cool. So, I mean, how many songs do you hear that sound like Mungo Jerry? My goodness, I always thought that dude was totally and completely unique. Well, turns out he's not exactly. This guy is using the name, God knows what his real name is, but that's okay, that's cool. This guy is using the name Terry Dactyl and his dinosaurs. Exactly my reaction. So this is partly for the amusement factor, guys. But John said it, and I liked it. I mean, you know, call me strange, and you probably will, but I liked it. It's called the Seaside Shuffle.
Huh.
We left London, where it's hot, where
And it just keeps going. All right, then. You got to admit, that one was a little bit different. Just a little bit different. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It was great. I loved it.
I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that? Oh, wow. Mm. Well, no, I was told that it came from the UK, so I shouldn't be surprised, you know. I thought it was great, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, let's see. I'm looking for something here, and as it follows normally, not finding it. So that's okay, though, because I'll just play something else while I'm looking for it, and that's fine. Yeah. Here's a name for you. Sleepy LaBeef.
Different.
Yeah, okay.
Where did I get these names from?
I don't know, and I am not going to ask them.
No.
I'm thinking that maybe I don't want to know.
Anyway,
this is a tap your foot and wiggle your hiney. It's a Boogie Woogie Countryman by Sleepy LaBeef.
Boogie woogie music, honey, it's way down in my soul. Well, yeah.
started a lot sooner than I thought it was going to. No fade out? That's cheating. I'll tell you, I think that's cheating. But that's okay. That's how he did it. So it's all right. And it did give me a chance to find the other song I was looking for. It was another request from Brandon that he requested. We thought it was going to happen on Easter Saturday, but it didn't. We changed all that. So I'm going to play it for him now. And it's by Etta James, whom I love. Etta James. I love her style. And I can sing her stuff. So anyway. That kind of makes her stuff. Yeah, that kind of makes her stuff a little more fun, you know. Anyway, this is Etta James singing I Found a Love. There you go, Brandon. I think she's fantastic. So, well, hey, yeah. Okay, not too much. That's all that song requires. You guys heard it. So that's all that song requires. I have one more request that I want to play because I don't want to miss anything, you know, because there's such – they were awesome requests this week. Okay, and this one is Australian. I thought it was from the UK, but I was wrong. It is Australian. I was corrected, and that's just fine. I don't care at all. I think it's just fantastic that we're actually doing something from Australia.
Yeah.
We don't get that many. It's I think it's great. I mean, you know, Timey Kangaroo Down, yeah, but hey, you know, that was kind of a novelty fun thing. This is a story song. And it has kind of a serious bent to it. So listen to it, guys. Listen to it for what it is, not for what you think it should be, because it's really quite awesome. It's by Rolf Harris. And here I lost it. This stupid mouse is going to drive me to drink. Well, not really, because I don't like moose too much. But okay, this is by Rolf Harris, R-O-L-F, Rolf Harris. And it's called Two Little Boys.
Oh, yeah, love it.
Give a listen, yeah.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day. Warriors, but of course. One little chap then had a mishap. Broke off his horse's head. Wept for his toy, then cried with joy as his young playmate said, "Do you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and don't be crying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys." Long years passed, war came so fast. Bravely they marched away. Cannon roared loud, and in the mad crowd, wounded and dying lay. Up goes a shout, a horse dashes out, out from the ranks so blue. Gallops away to where Joe lay, then came a voice he knew. "Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying. I can go just as fast with two. Did you say, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think that I remember when we were two little boys. Did you think I would leave you dying? There's room on my horse for two. Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying back to the ranks so blue. Can you feel, Joe, I'm all tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys."
Yeah. That's it's kind of a cool song because it's got a loyalty to it, friendship, love even.
Yeah.
But it's sad at the same time because one of them was hurt unto death.
Yeah.
And in spite of that, his friend's there to say, hey, you know, I ain't leaving you out here to die by yourself, boy. Come on, let's go. And I think it's a very special song. I really do. I always tend to, I always tend to listen to things like that and say, this is what it means to me. That's my high school English teacher's fault. She used to make us do that in class. It got to be a habit, I guess. But that's okay. That's okay. It's a good habit because you really listen to things.
Yes, that's right.
You really do. All right, I've got one I want to play. What was it? On March 10th, it was the, I hate to use the word anniversary when you're talking about someone's death. It was to mark the day that Andy Gibb died in 1977, March 10th. And I'm looking for the biggest song that he did. I know it's here it is. I found it. Okay. You know, Andy was not very old.
Oh, no.
He was not very, and he was the youngest of the Gibb brothers.
That's right.
And just, you know, between pneumonia and what happened with his heart, he just, you know, he just couldn't do it. So it was very, very sad. It was kind of like, how can that happen? He's the youngest of the four. How can he possibly be the first one to die? That's not fair. You know, he hadn't barely begun his career, was getting popular, and then that happened. But, you know, each of us has our time.
That's right.
Each of us has our time, and it's not for us to know when it is, and that was his. So I think it probably taught everybody in his family something, is to enjoy every moment because you don't know how many you're going to have. You know?
True.
So anyway, here is Andy Gibb's, and I believe if I'm correct, I think this was his biggest hit that he had in his career, since his career wasn't very long. You know, so I just want to be your everything. So, hey, guys, put that special person in your mind. Or two special persons. That's okay. There's no limit. The heart is a very accommodating thing. And it loves to love. So, Andy Gibb, I just want to be your everything.
Thank you.
You know, at least he left us something worth remembering.
Great music.
You know, not everybody can say that, you know, but he left us something worth remembering. And it's awesome. It's awesome. Well, hey, guys, I can't leave my show without playing at least one Elvis song. So it's that mm-hmm. time. And it's one of those that you want somebody to sing to you or you want to sing to someone. So, and keep in mind, the heart has an endless capability for love. That's how we were made. So if you want to think about more than one person, go right ahead. It's allowed. That's perfect. Not a problem. This is Elvis singing Love Me.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me like a fool. Love me. Break my faithful heart. Tear it all apart. But love me. Won't you love me? If you ever go.
In this show where I need to thank you very, very much for all of you that joined me, all of you that are listening, all of you that will listen later, because if you listen later, you're hearing me thanking you for listening later, if that makes any sense at all, which sometimes does and sometimes doesn't with me. It's okay. But, Anne, you did it again. You called in and you stuck with it right there. It's wonderful to not have you be bopping back and forth across the ocean. And poor Susan does it all the time. She couldn't get in. I guess she couldn't get in today, or maybe she was busy, you know, with her grandson or something. That's okay, too. You know, whatever you guys got going, that's fine. Life happens, and it's just fine. But I appreciate her tenacity when she can call in. Because she just hangs in there through the whole thing and tries and tries and tries. And I really like that. I like that. And I appreciate you, Anne, for coming in right at the beginning and staying through the whole thing. That is awesome, girl.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Thank you. And thank you to everyone out there who is listening, my family, my friends. It's totally fantastic. And I found out just yesterday talking to Mama. You guys know I've got preachers in my family.
Yes.
Well, I found out yesterday that one of my uncles back in the day, I'm not sure quite how it was. I was just little. I was just a little thing. He actually went to seminary school in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of awesome. And my cousin in Nome, his wife has become a pastor as well. So Nome is kind of inundated, but that's cool.
Oh,
everybody loves it. So it's great. And it's just growing, guys. It's just growing. The kingdom of God is just growing. Keep that in mind. Tomorrow is the gospel show, and I call it the gospel hour, but it's actually an hour and a half, except on Easter when it was 2 hours. But, you know, it's back to an hour and a half. We're back to normalcy here. Well, as normal as I ever get. So it's at the same time as today's show. It's on the same network as today's show. I will send out links so that everybody can find them on the groups and on the messaging and on my Facebook page. So you can find it somewhere. It's out there. Please join us for the gospel time. It's a real blessing, and it's so much fun to do for you. I really love it. So, you know, to go out, we're going to play another Elvis song.
Ah, lovely.
Oh, yeah. Let It Be Me. And you can think of anybody you want to. Just let it be me.
So, there's a beautiful song that came out a few years ago, and it's not my song, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway.
God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, tell me, what would life be? So never leave me lonely.
That you